We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi Memanachos Shem Hayakam and Benichos Aliyo. We are in Babakam and Paragimel Mishnah Gimel. Hamotzi es tivno ves kashol the Rishus Harabim Lizvolim. You have a person who brings out his straw and his stubble to Rishus Harabim for the purposes of fertilizer. Why do we want them there? So eventually it decays, and then he can use them to fertilize his field, his vineyards, etc. And what happens? V'huzak b'henacher, and now someone is damaged, someone becomes injured, someone slips on them, let's say. Chayev b'nisko. The halacha is that this is like a din of boar, and of course he has to pay for it. And then the Mishnah says, v'chalako demahem zacha. And anyone who comes and takes the stubble, has the right to acquire it for himself. Why is that allowed? Because the Chachamim made a kenas. The Chachamim were mafkir a person's tevin and his kash that he should not place in Rishus Harabim. So he doesn't have the right to do so, and the Chachamim mafkir it. Even though they mafkir it, nonetheless, he still is chayef because he placed them there. And they're not considered hefker when he placed them there. In fact, even if the owner himself were mafkir it, it wouldn't help because you can't be mafkir something when you are poshea. Maybe after an onus, you can be mafkir something, but you can't mafkir something when you are negligent. So on the one hand, you're going to be chayef for any liability, any damage to people. Nonetheless, it's considered hefker and anyone can take them for himself. Then the Mishnah says, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Kol HaMakalklin Birushas HaRabim Chayavim L'Shalim. Anytime you could create a potential hazard in Rishus HaRabim, you're going to be chayef to pay. The question is, what is Rav Shimon Gamliel coming to teach us? So the chiddush is, even if it's done by Rishus, even if you had the right to place it there, let's say at the time where there is permission to place fertilizer in Rishus HaRabim, and there's a brisa that says so, there is a time during the year where it is permitted. And this is a quote from the brisa, B'shas, Hotzah Zivolim, Odomotzi, Zivolo Rishus HaRabim, Mitzofor, Kol Shloshim Yom. The brisa says at the time during the year where people typically put out their fertilizer, so it's allowed. And if it's over, we can allow to pile it there for 30 days. Kedei shedehei nishof baragli unbaraglam, so people trample upon it. And that's good for the fertilizer. Sha'amanas kein hinchil Yoshua Saretz. That was a stipulation built in to the Nachala, to Yoshua, when he gave us Eretz Yisrael, that we have the right to do so. Nonetheless, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, even though he had Rishus to do so, v'iziku, chayavin l'shalim, you're going to be chayav to pay. And then the Mishnah says, V'chala kodem bohen zacha. Anyone who takes hold of what sounds like the straw that a person placed in Rishus HaRabim can acquire it. Now, the Tosus points out that this cannot refer to the one who brought it out by Rishus. Why would the Chachamim make a kanas that your stubble, your straw is considered hefker, your fertilizer is hefker, and anyone could come and take it? You had permission to place it out. It was during those 30 days that people normally place it outside. So there's no way they would have given you a kanas. So what does the phrase v'chlako demahem zacha refer to here? So we're speaking the following. At the time where their, let's say a person places their fertilizer in Rishus HaRabim, shelo b'rishus, meaning it's after 30 days, then zacha, then a person has the right to acquire it. Someone else, the Chachamim made a knas, not to make a kukul. So even though you placed it out of the beginning, it may have been Bereshua, since you left it there now beyond 30 days, anyone can acquire it. The knas Chachamim applies in that case as well. Then the Mishnah says, Hahofech es agol, a person who literally is turning over excrement of an animal, Bereshua Sarabim, for the purpose of taking it for himself. Meaning, he sees there's excrement there, he can use it for fertilizer, it's hefker, so he decides to take hold of it for himself, and now someone slips on it and gets hurt on it, chayv benizko. Since he had kavanah to be zochin it for himself, although he wasn't the original owner, and it was sitting there hefker, because it shows that he's trying to take it for himself, so now he becomes the owner. If anyone is damaged, is injured, he's chayv to pay. Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalish. Shnei kadorim. You have two potters, two people who make earthenware pots, shuri mahalchin zeh achar zeh. Each one is holding up their pots, and one is walking one behind the other. V'niskal harishon. So let's say Reuven's walking in the front and with his pots, his earthenware pots, and Shimon's behind Reuven with his earthenware pots. And now Reuven slips or trips and he falls. And because he fell, v'niskal hasheni barishon. So now, Shimon, now Reuven's on the floor and Shimon doesn't realize it and he trips as well. So says the Mishnah, harishon chayev v'niskal. Reuven has to pay for any nezek. Now, let's say Shimon gets hurt, Reuven has to pay for it because he tripped first. The Gemara says, we're speaking about a case where the one in front, Reuven, was able to get up out of the other way before Shimon tripped. But he Reuven fell, and he said, "Okay, I'll stay on the floor for a few minutes." And then Shimon came and tripped. So that's Reuven's fault. And since Reuven didn't get up, it's his negligence that that Shimon tripped. So that's his problem. But let's say there wasn't enough time. So then we paskin niskal onasu. Niskal is not poshia. This was like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, where he holds niskal is. According to Rabbi Yehuda, as we learn in Mishnah Aleph, we had a machlokes. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we said that Niskal is lav poshe, only Niskal is kinnan ones. And therefore, since he is ones, this is not considered pshia, not considered negligence that he fell, and he didn't have the opportunity to get out of the way, so then he's not going to be chayev. And you'll say, hold on one second, let's say maybe he can warn the one behind him, different opinions about what to do, but at least according to one opinion, even if Reuven was able to warn Shimon, people are tired, people are very preoccupied when they trip, that they're not thinking about the person behind them. Nonetheless, there is another opinion. That's Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, says it's not his problem. Rav Nachman Yitzchok says in the Gemara, no, if Reuven, even though he tripped and couldn't get out of the way in time, so we don't fault him for not getting up, but he could have warned Shimon, hey, look out behind you. So then then he's going to be chayev, because he should have warned him and he did not. Nonetheless, this is only true if Shimon's body is damaged, he's injured. But let's say the kelim, the earthenware vessels, they were damaged, then Reuven doesn't have to pay for that, because this whole nezek is in the category of bor. And the halacha is in achayv to pay for kelim when it comes to bor. We had that before. The pasuk says, v'nafal shoma shor ochamor, what falls into the bor, or shor ochamor, shor v'lo adam. That excludes it if a person dies, person is injured, we say you have to pay. And chamor velo kalim, chamor comes to say chamor, but not kalim. We mention the animals to exclude something, and the chamor excludes kalim. And kalim, there's no difference between death of kalim and nizikin of kalim. The death of a kli is the nezek of a kli. And since it's excluded, under no circumstances you have to pay for nezek of kalim when it comes to boar.